I like feeling like an outsider. The moment you feel like you're an insider and you know everybody, that's when you stop really asking the tough questions.
Listen. Don Lemon, who's in Los Angeles for Oscars. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. I'm in Los Angeles for Oscars, and also I did something that was kind of Hollywood last night. I will explain, but you guys, you remember the summer of 2014? I call it the summer of unrest, and I'm sure you guys will agree. Even those of us who were in the trenches, I'm talking about in Ferguson, covering the protests, the marches, the violence, had no idea that all of the aforementioned would become such a significant part of public consciousness. We knew it was a big deal, but I don't think that any of us could have figured that out at that point. What to do about those confrontations between police, black people, is barely steered far from the headlines. We've talked about it a lot. I've been discussing it on my show a lot. You discuss it here. Even presidential candidates have to react to it on the campaign trail now.
The fact is that we have too many instances here in South Carolina. We had Walter Scott, North Charleston. There was a young white teenager, if I believe, Zachary Hammond, who was unarmed and killed in a police action here in South Carolina.
And the message is that we have a criminal justice system which is broken, that there is something very wrong when African Americans in South Carolina and around the country get nervous about walking down the street or going into their car and being stopped by a police officer. That should not be happening in America now, and we have ideas about how to deal with that.
Well, from the campaign trail to popular culture, the hit ABC television show Black-ish took on the subject unapologetically last night. I was honored. I was lucky enough to be a part of that.
It appears a decision about the indictment has been made and is about to be announced.
What's an indictment?
Well, listen. It seems as if some people that were supposed to protect us didn't do the right thing. But it doesn't happen very often.
It happens all the time.
It doesn't happen very often. But this time, it did. And if it did, then they're going to get in trouble.
So the cops are the bad guys?
Yes. No. No, some of them are.
It's a gray area.
Yeah.
Charcoal gray.
Basically black.
In the special extended episode of Black-ish with Johnson Family, is gathered around the television, they're watching the news, where an announcement is about to be made regarding an indictment or non-indictment of a police officer accused of shooting and killing an unarmed black man. That episode focuses on the very difficult conversations that occur in the homes of black families with young people as members. The family, like most families, is not in agreement about how to deal with it, how big the problem is. The problem of police abuse among African Americans. They have different ideas about what's going on and how to solve them. The episode took me back to not so long ago when I was out on the streets of Ferguson getting jostled and tear gassed along with my CNN colleague Mark Lamont Hill. And last night on my show on CNN, I asked him if he or anyone could have predicted just how much this subject would take center stage in American politics.
Conventional wisdom would say no, it wouldn't be, but I thought it would only because I have an abiding faith in the people, and I saw this marvelous new militancy strike up on August 9th, 2014, and I saw young people mobilize and galvanize and organize, and it's because young people have resisted and we've rebelled in Baltimore, in Ferguson, and all over the country that we have a spotlight here, that Black Lives Matter is a chant, a call, and a rallying cry for this political election, and I hope it continues.
He's right. Whatever we predicted or didn't predict, from the streets to the campaign trail to the sitcom, to the subject of black people and police abuse is a subject whose time has come. And for those of us of a certain age, those of us who are old enough, we know that there is nothing to stop anything when its time has come. It's got to take course, and that's what's happening now in culture. And let's hope, as Mark Lamont Hill says, that it stays that way and that actually something comes from this time.
Isn't it interesting to you, or maybe it's just me, Don, but you are out in Los Angeles to cover the Oscars So White telecast.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the movies that people are offended was not given its due notice by the Oscar folks is Straight Outta Compton. Talking
right.
about a situation from 20, 25 years ago, 30 years ago, and still we're living it. And bringing this together with Black-ish last night, and I understand they're going to repeat that episode again, but all of these things that we've been talking about not getting due notice, and still people are surprised that it's still happening, but we're still not talking about it the way that we need to.
No, and that's, you know, and the biggest voice that it will get is right now, when we're trying to pick the leader of the free world, we're trying to pick the person who will be the head of America. And so, you know, people, we criticize the Black Lives Matter movement sometimes, and it's a loving criticism, at least I do, because they have a voice, and they have gotten these politicians to act, and they're part of the culture now. And so I think it's incumbent upon us to be supportive, to give that critical love and feedback, to support them, but also to realize that this is the moment to do it and to hold people's feet to the fire who are trying to, you know, get our votes.
What about people who won't allow their feet to be held to the fire?
what do you mean?
Namely, Mr. Trump. He won't. I mean, even if you try to take him up on these things, he doesn't answer the questions, does he?
The best way to do that is not to vote. If you don't have to vote for him.
Oh, I know, but it's...
don't say not to vote.
That, yes,
he loves the blacks.
But you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. And you talk... Listen, sometimes he just won't answer. And I think I try to get him to answer as much as possible.
Yes, you
talk
do.
To him about, but listen...
And he just changes the subject on you?
He changes the subject. And I can't jump across the interview table and beat him up.
I'd like to see that, actually.
You actually could, Doug. Really. You actually could.
I can't give him a noogie and say, "Hello,
that'd be good for ratings, Don. That would be great
television.
For ratings.
And mess up his hair like,
yeah.
Wise guy, huh?
No, but
come
you're
on,
right.
Don.
But I think, listen, even beyond interview situations, I think when you're, it's to hold their feet to the fire, it's better to do it in a debate platform, in a town hall platform, because he's in front of people, right, who can talk to him about it. Voters who can ask him questions. In a debate, it's better in a town hall, I think, because in a debate, people from the audience don't really answer questions. So I think it's better to go to those town halls. And I think people, it's not just on television when they're on CNN or on any other network. It's when they're out and about, you go there and you try to get answers. Like a lot of people do, and some people get kicked out. But I think you should continue to do it.
But there is a debate tonight, right?
There is a debate tonight, and it's on at 8 o'clock, and it's from Texas. Wolf Blitzer is doing it. And I know that subject will come up. And then, listen, the Flint debate is coming up. I'm taking part of that.
Good.
And that subject will come up as
it's
well.
It's about time to get you back in there.
All right, Don.
Have a good weekend out in L.A.
I shall. Who am I wearing? I'm wearing a Jay outfit.
One of Jay's outfits.
From the Jay Anthony Brown collection?
From the
Jay's
collection.
Closet.
Oh, my God.